From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 19th, 2019. This is a revised version of an episode from December 2013. This week, we feature a Virginia band's music about land, water, and romance along one of the Old Dominion's most famous geographic features. The music also has echoes of an enormous and tragic flood event that took place 50 years ago this week. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
My mind is dark and troubled when the clouds come in low. When the bottle gets to empty, I know where to go. I take the old dirt road, in the scarred mountainside, and in the rockfish river water, let my loneliness subside. My boots stomp along in perfect time, whiskey on her lips, she's always on my mind. Of all the pleasures in this world, I take the nighttime with my blue rich girl.
You've been listening to part of Blue Ridge Girl by Chamomile and Whiskey on the 2013 album Wandering Boots from Countywide Records. The band formed in Nelson County, a scenic and historic area whose dominant geographic influence is the Blue Ridge Mountains. The Blue Ridge is also the place of origin for the Rockfish River, a James River tributary mentioned in the song. Another phrase in the song, beneath the scarred mountainside, brings to mind the devastating and lingering effects of Hurricane Camille in 1969. On August 19th of that year, 2 days after that Category 5 hurricane's deadly landfall along the Gulf Coast, Camille's remnants became concentrated along the Blue Ridge in Nelson County, producing an official total of 27 inches of rain overnight in the Rockfish River Basin and the adjacent Ty River Basin. The intense rains created flash floods, landslides, and flows of mud, vegetation, structures, and other materials. The storm caused over 100 deaths in Nelson and left behind eroded slopes, altered channels, and debris that remained decades later. Shaped by Camille's power, as well as countless other natural events and centuries of human activities, Nelson County's Blue Ridge lands and waters continue today as primary influences on lives, livelihoods, and culture. Thanks to Chamomile and Whiskey for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 25 more seconds of Blue Ridge Girl. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.